time and available on demand at birthnet.com/APR. And optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit birthnet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
There's no one sitting.
January 2 at Aqueduct, the $100,000 Fred Cappy Caposolo Stakes was won by Majestic Affair, one of 22-year-old winners from the first crop by Majestic Perfection. Bred in Kentucky by Doug Oliver and trained by Chad Brown, Majestic Affair pressed the early pace and drew off to win by widening 5 3/4 lengths. He is one of 5 stakes horses from the first crop of Majestic Perfection. And here's an interesting statistic. 15 of his 20 winners broke their maidens and maiden specials. He ranked first among all freshman sires in that category, and they're winning at the major tracks. At Belmont and Del Mar, the Fairgrounds, Monmouth Park, Keeneland Park, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, Saratoga. Majestic Perfection is a superb individual, thus the name. He sires superb individuals. His 2014 yearlings averaged $111,000 with a sensational medium of $100,000. And they're running back to their looks. Grade 1 winner by Harlan's Holiday. He stands for $10,000 live foal. And Mr. Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it's a beautiful morning here in the Crocker Stand at the Thoroughbred Center. Not only do I have an EMS over here in Brooklyn, but now I've got a nurse with me, Holly. They found that
Holly's back.
The word's getting out how old we are, Jackie.
That's it. Must be it.
Next thing you know, they'll be sending a doctor. For God's sakes. Well, we have one here, Dr. Walridge.
The hearse.
You're a pinch,
it'll be the hearse.
Yeah, Kerr Brothers will be here next,
right.
I guess. But I don't send the Kerr Brothers. I've already paid for Millwards.
Millwards, yeah. Yeah, for God's sakes. Remember that, you all. When they come to pick us up.
Yeah, isn't that a hell of a note where you have to pay up front for your funeral?
Well, you know, what you wonder if they cook me over there where they cook the horses over on... At the
Von Greenwich. Yeah. This guy over there that does that. It hauls the dead horses away, and they dispose of them right there.
Horse hearse.
No, it's not horse hearse. It's what's the name of it? What's
Ryan
the name
Conboy,
of it?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Conway. Yes, Doc Conway's son.
Yes, Conboy.
Nice. Conboy.
Conboy.
Conboy. A nice guy. Yeah, we buy some of that bedding from him that he has. You
Holly tells me he has a nice truck. She looks at trucks now that she's married.
Now that she's
she
married.
Used to notice other things.
Yeah. I've unfortunately helped load a lot of horses onto that.
Yeah.
Back of that truck.
Well, I bet you have. Yeah. Well, that's what you get paid for, Doc.
We never charged to load the horse up for the horse hearse, though.
You don't? Hey, Jack, we got to remember that.
I know.
Well, Ryan charges.
Yeah, I never charged for me.
Yeah. Well, he's hauled a few off from us. Of course, the old horses we've got over there now, let's see, the oldest one was 23, and then 2020, and then the young one is 18.
I wonder if we get 4 for the price of 3 or something.
Yeah, we'll just stack them up over there.
Yeah, right. Until they get there.
Until all 4 of them check
right.
out.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do today, Eric Johnson's going to come by. That's from over at Silver Springs Farm. He's a neighbor over there. And have you ever been on that farm, Doug? I mean, Brian?
I've done some work for him. I can't remember. I think I have been on that farm.
Silver Springs. It's right there on Brentsville.
Pretty sure I have.
Yeah, the Cooper's runs right through. It's a gorgeous farm.
I remember it being
I
really
love
nice. That's the one I think it is.
Yeah, it belonged to some Irish people, you know, and then Steve and them got it.
When you drive in, Cooper's Run is on the left, which is a nice size stream. It never dries up.
Yeah.
And you drive in, and then the house is up on the right. And
beautiful home.
The stream
too.
Runs right back through there. It is gorgeous. The setting couldn't be prettier.
And great land.
Uh huh.
And I'd love to own it. You know, if I had my pick, if I hit the lottery, which I'll never do because I never play, no play, no pay. But anyway, and no, I played the lottery once.
Uh-huh.
We were sitting over there at the HBPA office one time with Dr. Proctor and Mike Cameron. And
they called it the Herb Liars Club.
Herb Jones and me at the Liars Club over there, a little stone building over there that's been there forever. And the lottery got up to about, you know, but 7 trillion or some freaking thing. Anyway, and they all started chipping in, you know. And I said, I'm not going to play that thing. You got no shot at all, you know. And, they all put their money and everything, and I got to thinking, look, if this bunch here hit that lottery and I'm not in on it, I'll never live it down. So I put in a buck or something.
And they're still up at the Liars Club, and they've still not won, and they're not going to.
Yeah. And then there was a guy once that passed away, and they always take up a collection for people, you know. And this same crew up there was getting the money up for the lottery, and they were a couple of bucks short, you know. And they say, "Oh, we'll put a couple of bucks out of the jar here,
just in case."
But he said he gets it now. You're witness here, you know. If we hit the lottery, it goes to his estate. Yeah, sure. That's a fun place up there, you know. That's what they used to have a sign up there about the AA meeting, the Alcoholic Anonymous, and somebody wrote on the bottom, bring your own bottle, you know, BYOB. A bunch of sacrilegious guys, you know. Yeah. Yeah, but it was fun. Yeah. I stabled in that barn up there. It used to be barn 25, it's 28 now. It's the old stud barn.
Okay.
Up there. And, great stalls. I mean, you know,
huge.
You need 4 bales of straw to bed them down. The old staying stalls, you know. And they opened to the outside. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. Charge a little extra for it, but that's all right. It was worth it. But we started out in barn 15 over there, and then Jackie quit training, decided she was going to law school. I don't know what happened there, but
that was dumb. That was a dumb move.
But anyway,
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's an education.
She's a recovering lawyer. Didn't you know that?
I know a couple of those actually.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
it was interesting. Everybody was 30 years younger than I was. They were nice to me for the most part.
Well, anyway, Eric's going to stop by, and that's Steve.
I do have a funny one to tell you. Law school funny.
Go ahead.
There, you know, when you go out and they tell these kids, you go out and get too drunk to drive, you call this number, and we will take you home. So this funny kid in our class, he was a hoot. He had a six-pack at home one night, finished it off, and he decided he wanted to continue the night. So he called the "you're too drunk to drive" number, and they came to pick him up, and they said, "Well, what do you want us for?" He said, "I want you to take me to that bar." He said, "They said I didn't have the spirit of the thing." And that guy's practicing law somewhere.
Yeah, it sounds like he's my kind of lawyer.
Yeah, always thinking ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny stuff.
Well, anyway, Michael, I guess Michael's coming in, isn't he?
As far as I know.
Yeah, sorry. He's out breaking ice, I guess.
Probably is. He may be frozen to a water or somewhere.
Yeah.
Touch that metal.
Woo. Wait until he thaws back out.
I hope he didn't lick the... like the kid in the movie with his tongue.
Yeah, I did triple dog dare him to do that, though.
Did you? Okay, and let's see. They're running 3 graded stakes down at Gulfstream today, so we'll get Steve Moody to give us the winners of those. Of course, he's with the Briss, Kentucky, Gulfstream Park Handicapper Sheets, what it is right now. And let's see, they're running the San Pasqual. They're running the Grade 3 Sham out in California. And we might do something on Sham.
Unlucky horse.
He ran probably the second fastest derby in history, and he ran second. You know, he ran second.
Same crop as Secretariat. That's too bad.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so we might take a little look at him and then some Joe Palmer or something like that. And, well, anyway, Doc will get you on early here. Let me take a break here. And I want to say something about while we're on here real quick. Rooster Brew is having a thing going on. I'll tell you what, they've
tonight.
Got...
tonight.
Yeah, they've got a brewery coming down out of Ohio. It's called Brew Kettle. And it's supposed to be really... really fine beers. I've never heard of it, but anyway, they're bringing some samples down and everything to
Rooster They have one Brewery. Particular keg, I suppose, that is supposed to be one of the finest beers ever produced. Very fancy stuff. And
coming down out of Ohio.
Yeah, where all those Germans are, and God knows they know how to brew beer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad used to, you know, back when he was managing Dixie Anna there on Russell Cave Road, and they didn't have interstates at that time, of course, and a lot of the people coming down from Ohio would drive down to Russell Cave Road, and they drive like maniacs. I think they're all going back to Harlan or someplace anyway, but the old man said, that they ought to put a bounty on them when they cross the river.
Yeah, and then they had their jokes about, so it's the only good thing to leave Kentucky, an empty bus. Ha, 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 that was a good one, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the jokes just, the wit just flowed across the river.
Well, anyway, that's so go down there.
Oh, they're going to have, they're giving chili.
Yeah, they're giving chili.
Not only that, they're having cake and ice cream for anybody that has a January birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's because Ralph has a January birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, anybody get free cake and ice cream, I guess.
Must be close to his birthday.
I guess.
And what time is this tonight?
Chili. What time does that start?
I haven't
start?
Been there, so it might be a good excuse.
Ooh,
it's
yeah.
It's from 5 and...
Till
about 11.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on right on Main Street. Okay. You go stand. It's on the left going down.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a good time. Yeah.
And they've got over 100 different kinds of beers in there.
On the wall.
I like a challenge. May have to go.
It's a challenge, all right. They gave me something in a shifter one time. I want a real dark beer. They gave me, it looked black. I mean, it was a dark beer. And
it was a big one, too.
They put it in a shifter instead of a... I know, I should have known it was a snifter, shifter, whatever one of those names.
It was a big old thing.
Yeah, big old thing with a glass, you know, anyway. And, you know, normally they give a set of can down in front of you or something like that. No,
they don't.
Well, I know.
Everything's in a glass.
Yeah, I know. But anyway,
glass.
But I never had one look like that, you know. And I don't know what the alcohol content in that thing was, but I tell you what.
I know what the alcohol
content was. That stool got awful high. Anyway. Well, yearlings from the first crop of Trap Shot sold for an average of $115,712 last year. He was the nation's number one freshman sales sire. That averages more than 11 times his stud fee of $10,000. You don't have to pay it until the foal stands and nurses. Trap Shot, superb individual, and it's obvious that he's siring superb individual. He was also a superior runner. He posted a 111 bar to take the grade 2 True North by 8.5 lengths. The 6 furlongs of 108 and 4 that day. Ran 109 flat to win the Walboro Stakes. Sprinted 6 furlongs of 109 and 2 at Gulfstream. 7 furlongs of 122 at Belmont. One going a mile in the 16th by taking the Long Branch Stakes at Monmouth Park. And it was just his second start in a stakes race. He ran second, just got beat a nose, knotted at the wrong time, and lost a nose decision to Looking at Lucky in the grade 1 Haskell Invitational. Super Saver was right behind him. As for pedigree, Trap Shot is by Tappet, and he's a half-brother to the grade 1 winner and millionaire Miss Shop from one of the most prolific stakes families in the books. Trap Shot, $10,000 due in a full stand to nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClavenFarm.com. Well, we do business with all our insurance needs with the Hopewell Company over there in Paris, Kentucky. And when we moved down there many moons ago, many decades ago, I should say, we wanted to do business with local people, and I had no special loyalties to the people who was kind of spread around, you know, when we lived in Fayette County, but we asked around, had some friends down in Bourbon County, who would you recommend that we do business for our insurance? And without exception, they all said the Hopewell Company. That's Joe and Ted McLean. And they've got extensive experience working with horse farms, which helps, and racing stables. And as a matter of fact, Ted is an ex-trainer himself. And they also cover our home, our barn, our vehicles, a horse trailer, liability, and so everything we need, they take care of. And they're an independent insurance agency. They work for us, not the insurance companies, and they're able to offer the best coverage and the most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. And I would suggest that you get in touch with them And they'll provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. That's the Hopewell Company over in Paris, 820 South Main Street in Paris. Here's a Paris number. It's 987-2345. A Lexington number, 254-2431. That's Joe and Ted McLean, the Hopewell Company. You get great service. I know we have, and by golly, I feel pretty secure in saying I guarantee it. Well, Indian Creek has another quality consignment at Keenan's January sale, selling high-quality thoroughbreds. It's a tradition at Indian Creek. So go to Barn 14 to inspect yearlings by Trap Shot, number one freshman sale sire last year, and a proven grade one sire. Yes, it's true, in Bellamy Road, plus mares and fold a Trap Shot, morning line, and flatter. First crop yearlings by Trap Shot averaged $115,712 last year. And Indian Creek has two nice colt spawns. One is from the immediate family of Taylor the Cat and Pulpit, so you know that's a heck of a family. The other, the first foal out of a winning half-sister, two stakes winners, including the greatest stakes winner and a millionaire. The colt by Yes It's True, sire of 21 two-year-old winners last year, is the first foal out of a good winner from a top family. And the filly by Bellamy Road, who had a stakes winner starting off the year, is a half-sister to Saratoga Heat, a winner of two stakes at two at Belmont last year. The Marion Folder Trap Shot is out of a stakes winner in Grade 1 place Carl now, half-sister to the 2014 Grade 1 winner, the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. The mares in Folder Morning Line is the dam of Saratoga Heater. He won stakes at Belmont as a two-year-old last year. The Marion Folder Flatter is a winning 100% producing daughter of graded stakes winner and Grade 1 producer Marsha's Dancer. And there's more. On Thursday, Indian Creek is offering a mare and foal to Roman Ruler. Two nice broodmare prospects, including a multiple stakes win of over $443,000 and a hard-hitting race prospect that has won stakes in over $266,000. They're in Barn 14, selling Tuesday now, so go there first. Barn 46 on Thursday. Another quality consignment from Indian Creek. Doc sitting over in his down jacket in front of a heater, so I can...
In the sunbeam, too.
Man. And then the sun coming in, so you ought to be warm. Feel free to take a coat off. I had to shed a layer in here. The clock is staying pretty warm this morning.
It does feel good.
It's all these females in here, but that is, you know.
Oh, please.
Yes. Yeah. What's on your mind today, Doc?
I thought a good topic would be talking about anemia in horses, because that always comes up if you get blood work on your horses and try and decide if they're... Anemia might be part of their performance problems, which, you know, rarely is, but sometimes horses can have ulcers and things like that that may bleed and, and they'll get anemic. The most common thing that causes horses to have low red counts is just inflammation in the horse, just a chronic infection, things like that. Because one of the, what the body does is bacteria need iron too to survive. So it'll start to kind of to hire it to bind up that iron to keep the bacteria from getting it. That'll sometimes a long-standing infection that can also make the like an iron deficiency in the animal.
Would they run a fever with a long-standing infection like
they
that?
Usually do, but sometimes it may not. If it's real walled off, sometimes you may not have something like an abscess or something like that. But you know, usually the rest of their lab work will show you something like their white count will be high, or there's a protein we measure called fibrinogen.
Called
fibrinogen that
goes
up. That's
what I always call it. Yes,
that goes up with inflammation, and so that helps you too. But you know, that's one of the things. If you see a horse that's kind of had a history of low values on its blood work for red counts and things like that, you want to look for a long-standing infection and then start looking for the other causes, because that's far and above the most common cause of anemia in a horse or low red values, red cell values.
Would you recommend taking regular blood samples on, you know, on horses like that in training?
Well, I always say the more you look, the more you got to be ready for abnormal results. So
well, the best thing to do is stick your head in the sand.
That's right.
Hey, right.
Because, you know, sometimes you get a lot of times, as you know, you're looking at the piece of paper that may not be that normal and an awful normal looking horse. And if you look, you know, the ranges that are on the report that you get back, you can expect about 95% of normal horses should fall in that range. So you can still have 5% chance you have a normal horse that's outside of it, that range. And it could just be that day that horse has an abnormal result. And if you're bleeding the next day, you know, it could very well be normal. And, you know, when you look at that, if you go to the doctor, it's pretty rare you get all your blood work back. If your doctor calls you back, which is rare for human doctors in my experience.
Unless it's go immediately to the emergency room. That's
if you're a horse, you get really good health care in Lexington. But if you look at that, you know, your own blood work, not everything will be in those normal ranges. You know, it's pretty rare that you get them. You're 100% within those normal ranges. So
you can get confused if you take it too often. Is that what
that's
you're
right? I
say?
Think, you know, unless you think there's a problem,
unless there's an indication, you know, his horse just doesn't look right, or he backs right off his feet a little bit, or you know, just a little lethargic, or
right. Just the more you look, the more your chances are you're going to find something that maybe isn't within the normal range, but may not be abnormal.
Yeah,
or a problem, should say.
That's the reason I never look down.
Right. Oh, jeez. If you've got inflammation, wouldn't that show up in the white count?
Usually it is. You know, then that fibrinogen will go up as well, and some fever is pretty common. But sometimes I'll have some kind of like viral infections that may hang around a bit, or you know, they can wall off things like abscesses sometimes. It really
won't
show you a whole lot on the lab work.
Well, for ulcers, there's ulcer medicine, right?
Yes.
What else do you do besides give them ulcer medicine? Do you feed them certain things or anything?
Oh,
like
for
that?
Ulcers, yeah, that's a good question. There's been some really quite a few studies looking at alfalfa. Just having feed in the stomach itself helps to buffer that acid.
Yeah.
Because like we're talking last week, the week before, when a horse chews, the saliva has bicarbonate, which is like it is baking soda, and that helps to counteract the acid. That's like an immediate effect, like when a person takes a Tums or a Maalox or something like that. But the feed itself helps to buffer that acid. And then like alfalfa, what it does, there's a couple things, is it's high in protein, so protein really helps to buffer acid. And then it's high in calcium and magnesium, so like Tums, Maalox, all those are high in calcium and magnesium, so it helps to neutralize the acid.
What kind of, would you still keep them on sort of a sweet feed kind of a thing? Or?
Yeah, what I always just recommend is if a horse can get, I think what most people do, you know, give them a flake or two of alfalfa once or twice a day, or give them an alfalfa mix hay to get some alfalfa.
Yeah.
I think that really helps because there's been some good studies showing that helps to buffer the acid, and plus it helps to make the cells that line the stomach deal with the acidity better. They've shown it helps to keep them healthier.
Do you ever shoot anything down them like Pepto-Bismol like you do a dog if the dog gets sick?
No, I think it's good for short-term things. And horses, their stomach's so acid that Maalox and those human-type products like Gastrocoat and all those only last for about 2 hours. But they do help to coat the stomach, knock that acidity down. So the horse might feel better, eat a little better. So you can use that in addition to Gastrogard.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, Jackie used to, foals would get was kind of scouring a little bit, we would give them yogurt.
Oh, I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah. They looked at us like we had two heads at the time. That was quite a while back. But, non-fat.
It replaces good yogurt. Good bacteria in their stomach.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, and now because if you buy a bacteria replacement, you don't know how old it is sometimes. Right. You don't know how effective it is. But the stuff that's in the yogurt's live.
So back when I was at Auburn, we looked at just if you used yogurt just as a probiotic like that. And if we compared it to some of the other products, it has about a tenth of the bacteria per weight that the probiotics that you buy do. But it's about 10 times cheaper too.
Right.
And like you're saying, you don't know if it's been stored properly and if the label really reflects what's in there.
So I don't know that they had many probiotics for sale in those days except at the health food store. Because I used to give them stuff from the health food store. I just figured, go for it. We had a fella that had a foal that was really sick, scoured all the time, and I told him. He went home and did it. Well, stop the scours and foal die of something else. But he brought us buckets
starvation
out of his garden. I mean, we lived out of that guy's garden all summer. Remember that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it really stopped the scours, though. But
I think probiotics help a lot.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of research still going on to what's best in horses, because what's a probiotic in a human doesn't work in other species necessarily.
Right.
Yeah. And it has to survive the stomach, then it has to get to the gut, and then it has to have an effect in the gut.
Yeah.
So what works in a human or
a dog? Used to make my own yogurts, what I gave them. And I'd make it real fresh and squirt it down their little faces.
Yeah, we used to
get it all everywhere.
She used to mix her own sweet feed.
Yeah, yeah. When I found out that the blackstrap was not blackstrap anymore, to make it cheaper, they went to vanilla flavored corn syrup instead of real blackstrap. So I got blackstrap by the bucket at the Good Food Co-op and mixed my own right up here in that barn. And you talk about cold. You put your hand in a feed tub of that in the morning like that, and it was cold. But they got real blackstrap. I wanted the blackstrap for the B vitamins.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of the kids came home from school with a big grin on his face. The teacher came in and everybody guess what's got more B vitamins than anything. Nobody knew. He put up his hand and said, blackstrap. He said, I was the king of the class that day.
Probably the only thing he ever passed.
That stuff is good. You know, it's good stuff.
So. We used to do weird things like that. All people thought we were crazy. We usually were. You should have seen him.
We were ahead of our time.
You should have seen him when the people out here, when we sent a horse out with the heart rate monitor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Hey, is that for the rider or the horse?
That's for me.
So whichever works.
We train with the heart rate monitor, so you can't beat it. Horse looks fine and comes back and his heart rate's up. Uh-oh. And then, sure enough, next day or so, there you go. You were sick, weren't you? So. You could really tell a lot by the heart rate monitor. The recovery time after work was of utmost importance.
Oh, you're right. That tells you a lot about horse's fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. It was.
You had to have a good rider to interpret it at that time, the kind that we had. Uh-huh. You know, now you get them, they use them now, you know, where they've got their little, they look at it on a computer and stuff like that.
Yeah, they can send it straight to your cell phone now while they're riding.
We had Brian Van Steenberg getting on horses for us, and Brian was a little sharper than the average guy, and still he is, incidentally.
He knew what he was doing, and he knew that if we passed a certain, too close to 200 fall, you had to stop.
Not only that, if a horse changed leads and it shot up, you said, oops. You know, but
got something somewhere.
You got something hurting somewhere. Those things are really invaluable.
Oh, they are. They're a really important training tool. And
yeah, it's like a tachometer in a car. They wouldn't race cars without a tachometer. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what we did. It's kind of fun.
All right. Well, Michael Blowen has arrived.
Ta-da.
That means I better do, before he opens his yap, I had better do a set of commercials. Well, First Defense closed out 2014 by adding two more stakes winners to his resume. Privet Hedge, a 3-year-old filly bred and owned by Judmont Farm, won the Prix Petite Etoile. In France, how about that? In France, I'd probably say in Greece, giving promise of more to come, and the 2-year-old filly Irish Jasper, bred in Kentucky by one of my favorite people, Bob Courtney Sr., won the $100,000 Gasparilla Stakes at Tampa by sprinting 7 furlongs in 1:22.2, missing the track record by just 0.25 seconds. Also among First Defense's 7 2014 stakes horses was the brilliant Close Hatches. Winner of the Grade 1 Ogden Phipps, the Grade 1 Apple Blossom, the Grade 1 Personal Ensign, the Grade 2 Azari Stakes during the year, and as the only distaffer to win 3 Grade 1 stakes during the year, she is favored by many, including me, to capture an Eclipse Award. Close Hatches is from the first crop of First Defense, and since her arrival, boy, has he received his best book of mares. I mean, the list of mares bred to him reads like a who's who of racing. Now's the time to breed the First Defense, because believe me, he's got some ammunition coming. His fee is $10,000 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett Walker, Aaron Fry, 859-272-7629, and see the website at judmont.com. Grab a hold of Michael's.
I'm sorry, Michael. If you're going to hand me a commercial, you better hand me the glasses.
Oh, I went off. You know, I had those glasses in a case, and I swear I put them in my pocket this morning. But, you know, I have to get some Braille typewriter or something while I read these things.
You got 15 pockets. You got that much more.
Yeah, that's it. You got too many pockets. That's your problem.
I got that. This is my money in that pocket.
My
phone's
flat
in that pocket.
I'm out of room for 5 pairs of glasses.
That's exactly right. With his money.
Those 2 quarters down there rattled together.
Okay. All righty. Sally Van. We're going to talk about Sally Van. Great van service. They've been in business for 60 years, and they've hauled many of the greatest runners to ever step on a racetrack.
Man, some bad ones, too, because they used to haul for us all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. They even haul people, kids, to Pony Club. It's so cute. You get a big old nifty Sally van pull in, you know, one of the two horse ones, you know, and pull up and
just a little old pony will come.
Little pony comes out and it's dressed to the nines. It's got every kind of equipment you can, you know, things so it doesn't bang its head, and a neck thing and a blanket and leg wraps to a fairly, well, it's so cute, and they're about yay high coming out of a Sally van. It's too much fun. So it's obvious their vehicles and equipment are in tip top shape. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van, and they're experienced and drivers and experienced horsemen. That's a winning combination. That's a lot of guys that, you know, worked on the backstretch and stuff for years wind up driving for Sally Van. So they know what they're doing. So think about it. Next time you want to ship a horse across the county or country, when you load up on a Sally van, you can depend on the fact the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. Here at Sally Van, they wouldn't have it any other way. That's why, for more than half a century, Sally Van's been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Fed Biz has a sire pedigree. He's by 3 times champion Sire Giants Causeway, the nation's leading juvenile sire in 2014. And if you look in his female family, you'll find such sires as Pulpit and Taylor the Cat and Johannesburg, plus dozens of top-class stakes winners. And Fed Biz set 2 track records during his career. He's been described as the fastest son of Giants Causeway at stud. Set a new track record for 7 furlongs at Del Mar, 121. Beat Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile winner Golden Sense in the process. Broke Zenyatta's track record for a mile on the 16th to win the Grade 2 San Diego Handicap. Beat Grade 1 winner Jimmy Creed in the El Cajon Stakes. Won the Grade 2 San Fernando and placed in 6 more stakes, 5 graded, 2 Grade 1. He earned more than $770,000. As for confirmation, suffice it to say that Fed Biz was a $950,000 sales yearling. So he's got the whole package. Fed Biz, standing his first season at stud for $12,500, doing a full stint of nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717. There's an open house tomorrow through the 15th from 11 to 2 over at Windstar. So go take a look at Fed Biz over there in the other stands. And see the website at windstarfarm.com. How about that? I did that without glasses. Aren't you impressed?
Shot. You know, you've done it so many times, I'm surprised you can't do it by heart by now.
That's a new commercial.
He wasn't reading anything. He was just remembering.
That's a new commercial, for crying out loud.
You did a great job, Russ. I'm very sorry.
I was impressed myself.
I apologize.
If I put it in the sun like that, I can read. I had those. They put lens in both my eyes, you know. I could tell you a joke about that, but I can't say it on the air. Something Herb Jones told me. But
no, forget
it. A lot of Herbs. Look here.
Hey. There's Matt.
Matt Howard just showed up, for God's sakes. Where's he been?
Kansas State. Kansas State.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Don't hug me.
Okay, I won't.
Neither one of you. Have a seat.
Hey, buddy.
All righty. Michael, how are you this morning?
Good. I'm sorry I'm late. I had to get my hair done for the Eclipse Awards. I had to go to the beauty parlor.
It didn't help.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
I know. I couldn't tell a difference either, but they assured me there was. Yeah, we've been knocking the ice off the waters, having a great old time at Old Friends.
Well, that's good.
And tonight's a big night for the Thoroughbred Charities of America dinner. So I'm going to go to that.
Well, that's
going to be fun.
Yeah.
They do a great job, and we're looking forward to, they're going to honor Cantor and honor Graham Motion.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a nice party, so if anybody's still isn't doing anything, yeah, head on over there and go to that dinner. It's really a lot of fun.
It's out of Keeneland, of course, in the old stud barn over there.
Yeah. It's really, really nice. But
a bunch of old studs around there tonight, I guess, so you know.
Gee whiz.
Well, I'm
only mackerel. For a good reason, you're not going. I'm sure with that remarks like that, they couldn't wait to see you.
I'm going to Rooster Brewery, that's why.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, tonight they've got this outfit.
The big keg, I know. They got the big keg.
Yeah, coming down.
Mm.
It's a brewery up in Ohio. Some kettle.
Mike's not going. He's got to pay.
Brew kettle. Huh?
No, I don't mind paying for beer.
No. He does that all the time.
Yeah, I pay for beer.
His own.
Yeah. Well.
No, I got to say, Mike actually bought Chris and I dinner one time.
Oh, Matt Howard says it. Well, that's because you're getting, you bought Matt Howard's dinner sometime. That's because he's given you about 17 tons of hay down through the
year.
That's
not the total reason.
It is.
We enjoyed the company of both he and his bride.
Well.
We had a great time.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
And, you know, speaking of that, we just got a nice load of hay from Dixiana Farm.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, that's great land out there. That's got to be top.
Oh, it's fabulous. Did he says, you want alfalfa? I go, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Didn't mind that at all.
Whatever. Huh?
Yeah, very, very nice.
Yeah, that's good. Well, they're nice people out there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, everything's going good. Silver Charm's going good. Game on Dudes going good. And
Michael Bowen's
going good.
Keep
our fingers crossed. Yeah, for another week or so.
Now, is it next week you won't be here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And next Saturday, but we'll do it live. Dr. Waldron's coming with me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you could call us and we'll answer. We'll be by the pool, sipping by the pool.
Sipping by the pool. All right.
Reading the racing form, getting ready for the afternoon race.
I got to ask one thing. Now, you wouldn't got your hair cut today for this, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it today, but.
Yeah. Doctor, you going to shave for this?
I wouldn't mind trim it up a bit, I think.
Trim it up.
It's an auburn's color, so he likes it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I noticed it's red. Yeah, you got a red beard there.
And in this weather, I'm going to keep it a little longer, I think.
Well, it won't be that way down there now, you know. You're going to the pool, remember?
All those bikini babes like that shaggy look.
No, Brian and I are going to go to South Beach and see what's going on.
Oh. They won't let you in South Beach.
Obviously, Diane's
we get the senior discount. Do you have a senior discount for South Beach?
Yeah.
We don't let anybody on the beach who's over 22.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's the rule.
Over 22?
Yeah, you can't get on the beach if you're over 22.
No.
Mm-mm.
Whose rule is that? Yours?
No, that's their rule. I would change it. But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, okay. That sounds like it is. You're getting all kinds of awards down there. Doctor, they're going to give you an award?
They're giving Old Friends the award, and he's part of Old Friends. So here's what we're going to do. Well, they're not giving the award to me. They're giving it to Old Friends. Let's make that very clear. So what we're going to do is everybody that's connected with Old Friends, we're putting up a calendar in the office.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to sign up for a day to have it. So it's going to be like the Stanley Cup. It's going to go around places. So every volunteer.
You have to bring it to the show.
I will. Absolutely, I will. Yeah. Yeah, so everybody will get to have it for a day. They'll sign up on the calendar.
Then we'll invite people to come by and look at it.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Get their picture taken, whatever.
All right.
It's everybody's.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I've been told by Barbara Fossum, who works for the NTRA and knows about these things, the thing you have to be very careful is the reins on the Eclipse Awards are very delicate on the horse, and they can't be replaced. And so
right?
You have to be very careful. So that's just a warning to be very careful.
Sure, you want to pass that around?
Yes.
All right.
Share, and I'll share.
We'll Doc, we ought to hock it.
See, this I knew he'd think of something to screw this idea up.
But it's making me nervous now. I'm thinking about Alabama where the guy knocked over the national championship trophy and broke the crystal football at Alabama.
One of my favorite things.
Is that right?
I did. It broke it.
Was it at Auburn that you had your tree cut down, or was it an Auburn person who cut down an Alabama tree?
We cut them down after the Alabama fan killed them, unfortunately, right?
Well, whose tree was it now?
It was Auburn's trees. There were two trees.
Oh, okay. And they cut them both down?
They killed them both.
Is that right?
Put some kind of pesticide that kills trees on them, and then called in the Paul Feinbaum show and used his real name and where he really lived and...
Well, that was
tracked him down.
Well, good. I hope he put the SOB in jail.
He was in for a short time.
Now he's
out.
Yeah. Well, that's killing a tree like
that's
that. Yeah, that you think Kentucky basketball fans are crazy? Go down to Alabama and be an Auburner.
I didn't say they were crazy.
Well, Matt Howard over here does. That's because the ball that they use down there, they can't dribble in Kansas. Well.
But I'll tell you, Monday.
Leaving Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You going a whole week?
Yeah, I'm gone a whole week.
Well, I'm gone Thursdays.
So I'm driving. That's why.
You're not going to drive down with him, Doc?
Oh, no, sir. I'm a fly down.
That was a quick answer.
Now we know why Dr. Byers would always drove.
Diane always brings her earplugs and her earphones. I don't know why that is, but she does.
I'd probably want to ride in the trunk. Okay, I got to catch up. All right.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. The Shadwell Stallions, let me put it in the light over here. That's Dehair, Intadab, and Invisor. They've all three side-graded stakes winners, so that bodes well for Albertus Maximus and his first foals going to race this year. Albertus Maximus, he was quite a racehorse. He won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, won the Grade 1 Don Handicap down at Gulfstream, set a new track record going a mile in the Windy Sands Handicap, won a pair of allowance tests at Hollywood Park, broke his maiden at Santa Anita on his way to earning more than $1,328,000. It's also noteworthy that his half-brother, Daredevil, won the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes last year. Daddy Sauer also sired the winner of the 2000 Grade 1 Stephen Foster at Churchill Downs last year. Now, here's the good news. If you have a really nice mare, Albertus Maximus is going to stand the 2015 season free to approve mares. Just call the stallion manager, Ken Barnes, at 859-224-4585 and check the website at shadwellfarm.com. All right, let's see. Quillen Tack, and Ralph Quillen's Rooster Brewery is having that big shindig with the Ohio beer from that's called, let me look at my, and there's a light here. It's Brew Kettle from Ohio. Brewery Kettle, Ohio, up in Ohio. And they say they make great beer, so I'd be interested in trying that. And they're bringing down five different kind of beers that they make, and one of them is supposed to be the best.
Do they make it to go?
To go where?
To go to my house.
No, you have to get off your butt and go over there and get
some. I know, I'd like to, but I'm going to that dinner tonight.
Well, you're all right.
Get you a growler.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I'm going to need a growler. Well, I'll give you the money.
They're having chili at Rooster Brewery tonight. Mm-hmm. So you can go over there and have chili.
No, I got to eat at the dinner. I'm looking forward to it.
What time does the dinner thing start?
6:30.
6:30. Well, they open up around 5 over to Rooster and Brewery, so...
I think you're right. I think I can get over there.
You can go over there and get a beer.
Pre-game.
Yeah.
That's what they told me at the Eclipse Awards. Stay away from the bar until after your talk. They're having a big after-party thing, though.
Well, anyways, it'd be real fun over there. And
catch up.
The Rooster Brewery is right there on Main Street, on the other end of Main Street down there, before we get to the courthouse on the left, also. But Quillen Tack is on the south end of Main Street toward Lexington, you know, and that's Ralph Quillen's great tack shop. Their leather goods there, they opened back in 1982. I didn't know Ralph was that old. Did you?
Wow.
Of course, he was 4 years old when he opened it.
That's why he wears that beard.
Yeah, it puts Dr. Shame over here.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Anyway, it looks like he could play for the Red Sox.
Quillen Tack is the nation's largest custom halter shop, and they ship out close to 20,000 halters a year worldwide. Now, that's what they ship out. God knows what they sell. Oh, by the way, I've got some I've got to pick up over there.
And pay for.
Yeah, I haven't got a bill. Ralph's slipping. You know,
don't tell.
All right, but we've got about four halters over there that you repaired. Also, I bought some Christmas cards from their gift shop over there. Haven't got a bill for that yet.
I thought they charged extra for those Braille nameplates too.
That's a good one.
Moving right along. It's Quillen Tack is right there in Paris. If you're coming in from the Lexington area, go to the third stoplight and look to your left. That's Quillen Leather and Tack. Got a great gift shop. And if you see the ladies in there, tell them that Urs will be over to pay the bill. And I know that Ralph will be delighted. So anyway, it's a great tack shop, and it's a fun place to go, Rooster Brewery. So starting tonight, so go on down there. Shanghai Bobby was the undefeated champion 2-year-old colt of his year. He's the only 2-year-old in history to sweep the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile, the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes, and the Grade 2 Hopeful. And Hopeful should be Grade 1. I think it ends this year. That's three events noted as major sire-producing races. He's the best son of the highly successful Harlan's Holiday, an emerging sire of sires. And Shanghai Bobby earned over $1,857,000. He's out of a stakes-winning half-sister to a Grade 1 winner. And his first foals are due this year. Fee, $15,000, due when the foal stands in nurses. Shanghai Bobby has all the credentials to follow the examples of Looking at Lucky, the leading sire of 2-year-old winners last year with 29. Munnings, who ranked second with 27. Or Scat Daddy, who ranked third with 24. Or for that matter, Giants Causeway, the nation's leading sire on the 2-year-old sire list. From Money One and Stakes last weekend, the Grade 3 Dania Beach was won by Night Prowler by Giants Causeway, El Kabir by Scat Daddy won the Grade 3 Jerome, and Lady Sibylia by Majestic Warrior won the $100,000 What a Summer Stakes at Law. For more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7088. Open house at Ashford Stud today through the 16th from 11 in the morning until 3. So go on out and look at all these nice stud horses. And for more, go to the website at kumore.com. All righty. Boy, that's a fancy mug you got there.
It's Diane's mug.
Yeah.
Got her name on it and everything.
Yeah, it was pink.
It was a gift.
Came in here with
probably
a,
was.
What do you think of a guy who carries around a pink mug? Coffee.
No, it means he's colorblind. It means he's white to me. Totally assured of his own personal masculinity. That's what it means. He's not afraid.
I'm glad to think that.
I don't care. I see some handsome looking
little,
guys.
Little like this.
At my age, why be picky? Why be picky? You know.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
This morning, a little Holly here wanted me to get her purse out of the her car down there for her. So I went down, got the purse, started up there, and had three guys whistle at me.
There you go. Yeah, see, not even the dog.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I think here comes my guest. You know Steve Johnson's son, Eric? You know, I know Steve.
I know Steve. Steve's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, the first time we ever had to bury a horse at Old Friends was Precisionist, and Steve sent over a backhoe and a guy to drive it and dig that hole.
Yeah.
And never charged us anything or... I mean, he's really, really nice.
Here comes another guy with a beard. Must be the thing.
We're just singing your father's praises, Eric.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get Eric on here. I know all about his daddy. I've known his daddy for, golly. I think the first time I had him on the show, he was a farm manager of the year. How far back does that go, Eric?
That'd been 2002 or 2003. Somewhere.
Oh, that's just yesterday. 2002, 2003, that something like
with,
that. Yeah.
All the MRLS stuff going on.
And boy, what have you got? Moody Racing Caulfield. Look at all the things. Lubet, Luxbet.
Where'd you steal that?
Huh?
So where'd you steal that?
Yep. Yeah, right. Okay. His jacket he's got on there. Yeah, I want one that says Silver Springs Farm. That's what I need.
I'll get you one this spring.
All right. Hey, how about that? All right, you guys can leave.
I've got
some guy playing guests.
We're leaving, and we got a tour that we have to do.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. In this kind of weather?
No, I'm not.
How's it?
There were people out yesterday, the day before. I think we've had them every day.
Is that right?
You know, not a lot. A few here, a few there, but.
We got a letter, Jackie. Who is that from? This new outfit that's, I've got to find, learn more about it. That they're want to set up a thing like the bourbon people do, bourbon, you know, for the bourbons, a regular tour thing,
right?
Like, for the people in the horse industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Horse Country, it's called.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We got a letter yesterday. Yesterday we got that, Jackie?
I don't know.
We're going to go out to Keeneland and talk to him.
Great. And yeah, it's a great idea. It's a really wonderful idea.
Yeah. I think it would be. It's got some, you know, nice people who are sponsoring and everything. And I don't know what we can do, but, you know, we can boost them on the show here and tell them to come in here and plug it anytime.
No. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think, just judging from what's happened at Old Friends over the years, it's like the more and more people are coming here. I mean, this has become a real vacation destination, and it's been a boon to tourism.
Yeah. I noticed the other day that over here at the Thoroughbred office, you know, Thoroughbred Training Center office, you're out of brochures over there. You need to bring some in.
Okay, I'll bring some over.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You're so observant. Really appreciate it. And he always has old friends' interests at heart, you know? Well, along with Ralph's.
What can I say? You know, I mean, yes, you know, I'm trying to help the guy out.
I have to say this.
And he has to get real snotty about it.
I'm going
to
say something nice now, so just be quiet for 1 second.
I'm holding my breath.
I just want to thank Ursula and Jackie because you were the first people that I met down here that thought this was a good idea. And allowing us to come on the radio.
I didn't think it was a good idea. I didn't know what the hell you were doing.
All right. I just lied. No, I know. It's impossible. How do you stand it, Jackie? You know, the best thing about him is, you know, he can't hear and he can't see.
He can't remember either. So.
I could sure talk, okay?
You're doing a good job. All right, forget about it. Right. And I just wanted to thank you because without you guys, I don't know where we'd be, so I appreciate it. Ooh. On behalf of the horses.
Well, it took about 6 months to figure out what he was doing, you know.
You're welcome.
Well, there wasn't any old friends when you first came on.
No.
No.
That's when I was working for the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation.
Yeah, right. I remember the day I met you. I went up. I don't know why I was there.
I know,
there.
And I always hear that song. Do you remember the song they were playing the day we met?
Had something to do with nauseam, I'm sure.
Oh, that's funny, Michael. That's very good.
Oh, my goodness.
Just for that, I'm going to do a set of commercials.
Right. So I'm going to leave so Eric can sit down and we can start to get on to the important segment of the show.
All right. Well, Jimmy Creed covered a full book of 141 mares in his first season of stud in 2014, so he's off to a fast start at stud. Hey, Matt, sit down for a second. I want to ask you something, too. Let me start that over again. Jimmy Creed covered a full book of 141 mares in his first season at stud in 2014, so he's off to a fast start at stud. And speaking of fast, that's just what Jimmy Creed was. He's been described as the most brilliant grade one son of Distorted Humor. Distorted Humor has had 123 stakes winners. Jimmy Creed sprinted 7 furlongs and won 20-1 the day he won the grade one Malibu, besting a crack field, including the likes of Eclipse Award finalist Private Zone, Fed Biz, and others. His 105 buy was one of the 4 he recorded from his 10 career starts. He also won the grade two Quintero Grande stakes, sprinted 6 furlongs, 109-1 at Del Mar, and placed in 3 more stakes, 2 grade 1. In addition to being a son of one of the nation's most successful sires, Jimmy Creed is out of the grade 1 winner Hooked on the Feeling, dam of the grade 1 winner Pussycat Doll. It's a running family. Jimmy Creed stands for $12,000, doing a full stands of nurses at Spendthrift Farm. Call 859-294-0030 and ask for Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Tuthacker. Always ask about breeding incentives. And see the website at spendthrift.com. But wait a minute now, open house. Over at Spendthrift today through the 16th from noon until 3. Don't go over there until noon now. Open house today at Spendthrift Farm from noon until 3 o'clock, and it extends throughout the sale. And go to the website and see. It's spendthriftfarm.com. All right, I want to talk about Lubricin and Reborn. Two of my favorite products over here, and they were both developed by one of my favorite people, Dr. Steve Alday. I tell you what, Jackie, who did we get that email from? That anyway, there was an email that somebody said that they had received down at Dr. Alday had received from for somebody from Australia or South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
One of the leading breeders over there.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a breeder. It was some famous rider, and breeder, farm owner and stuff, that thanked them for their products because they had never had anything that worked that well. And that was from the other side of the world. They were real proud of that. And I don't know the person's name who was supposed to be real famous, but there you are.
And would they call them or email them or what did they do with it?
Called them.
Called them on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, that costs a pretty penny right there. You know.
Yeah.
Well, that Lubricin, by golly, they make it for humans, too, and I take it. And I'm still moving, which is pretty good for my age. And shut up, Matt. Anyway, the two Lubricin and Reborn are two products that, you know, I think you should pay attention to them. Lubricin, what it basically does, helps sustains the integrity of joint fluids. And trainers that use it include people that you heard of, Todd Pletcher, Tony Dutrell, Jerry DeHollendoffer, Mike Maker. Wise Dan ran on Reborn. Charlie Lopresti uses that all the time. It's a great product. And like I say, they have it for humans, too. And by golly, it doesn't taste bad. You would think something like that would, you know, taste bad, but it doesn't. And it's Reborn is a 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. Safe, easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Wise Dan ran on, for instance, but you can use it on while the foal's nursing mares, and its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, it helps support the immune functions of horses, starting with the foals. And, you know, they're always running out of colostrum around here, so I would recommend it for foals. I'll tell you where you go to the websites, lubricin.com, lubricin.com, or Reborn, reborne.com. And you can buy that at KBC Lexington. Old Friends sells it for the people. Horse Sense down in Versailles carry both products as far as that goes. So go to those websites and check them out. Well, Broken Vow closed out 2014 by signing the winner of the Grade 1 $100,000 W.L. McKnight Handicap at Gulfstream Park. The McKnight was the third graded stakes winner of the year for Divine Oath, one of 28 2014 stakes horses for Broken Vow. That's pretty routine for Broken Vow. He stands for a fee of $25,000 doing a full stanza nurses over at Pin Oak Stud. Also there was the young millionaire Alternation. And it's noteworthy that Broken Vow and Alternation descend from the same female family. Broken Vow is sired by Unbridled, Alternation by Distorted Humor, and they both trace back to the family founded by the Blue Hen producer Strike a Pose. Alternation's dam is the tough graded stakes mare Alternate, winner of over $550,000 and a daughter of Seattle Slew. Alternation, Broken Vow, like Broken Vow, was a runner. He won six stakes, including graded stakes at Belmont, Pimlico, two at Oaklawn, earned over $1 million. First foals are due this year, and if they look like the sire, they're going to be knockouts. Stands for $7,500, due when the foal stands and nurses, and he received a full book of quality mares in 2014. And take note of this. 10% of the winner's purse will be paid to the breeder of any two-year-old maiden special weight winner from the first three crops by Alternation. So you breed to them, and your foal gets to get to the races, and they're still running for you. That's pretty darn good. I wish you were doing that back when I was breeding to those cheap horses. I used to breed to $1,000 stud fees if I could find them, you know. That's about all I could afford. But Alternation stands for $7,500, and he's one of the bargain studs around, young horse, and he's a grand-looking horse. Call Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com. Matt Howard. All right, I've got Eric Johnson with me here, and I want to talk to Matt for just a second. Eric, if you excuse me, this guy just got back from Kansas, so I want to congratulate him.
No worries.
You went to a sale down there, didn't you?
No, we went down there for holiday.
Oh, okay. Family. Okay, I don't need to talk to you then.
Well, I'm going to this sale, then I have a sale in Oklahoma. At the end of this month, quarter horse sale.
A quarter horse sale. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I'm going to push people to bring their horses up here to Kentucky when Keeneland opens up that quarter horse track next year.
Oh. Are you sure they're going to open it up? Have you talked to anybody about it?
There's rumors. And I know they're hoping to get it open for 2016.
Oh.
So Keeneland's already owned everything. They bought Thunder Ridge. It's all done.
The track's ready?
No, the track's not. They bought Thunder Ridge, but that's in Prestonburg.
Okay.
And they're going to open a track in Corbin for quarter horses.
In Corbin?
Yeah, hour and a half from here.
Oh. I know where Corbin is.
Only quarter horses.
What are they doing with the place in Prestonburg?
It's just a standard bred track.
just Well, that ticked off a couple of people around
there. I'm kidding. I got friends in standard bred. No, they're shutting down the Thunder Ridge track.
Oh, okay. And so they bought the facility down there just so they could
have the track license.
Have the track license.
Yeah.
And then they're building their own track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And someone told me, I'm not giving sources out, but you know him. His son's our trainer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That Corbin has a track down there. Did they used to have a standard bred track down there? Before my time moving to Kentucky, So
a thoroughbred track?
No, a standard bred.
Well, that's possible.
So, yeah. And I guess they're just redoing that, and they're going. And the rumor is that Keeneland's going to make like a resort down there. In their first year, they're going to try to run a 10 or 12 day meet.
Ah, okay.
But it's just rumor right now. As soon as I get solid stuff, and I'll definitely. That way, we get more quarter horse racing up here too.
Ah, okay, all right. This guy, Eric, they raise quarter horses and thoroughbreds right over here.
Yes.
Yeah, and cattle, a whole bunch of cattle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Is it trouble? Is it a lot of trouble taking care of those cattle during this kind of weather?
It's just making sure they all have enough water. And I just was out at 2 o'clock this morning, turning off water because we had a frozen line out to that field, and so.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a long since I've been back. It's been a long. Not a whole lot of sleep going out and making sure the horses
tried
and cattle.
He tried to talk Jackie and I into taking some cattle, for God's sakes.
I tried to get you guys to get feeder cows. Those are the easiest ones to take care of. You have them for 4 months, you sell them.
You all have some over at your place, don't you?
We had 65 head this year and made a little bit of money off them. It was a good deal. Yeah. I mean, this wet fall we had was perfect.
Yeah.
We were able to keep gaining weight all the way through and just sold them about a month ago. Made up pretty well with it.
Boy, the price of beef.
See, a feeder cow is something that you keep for a while. Like, I got cow calves. They're a headache. It just is. It just making sure your cows are healthy. And I've got 40 cows and 40 calves and two bulls.
And two bulls.
And two bulls.
A lot of bulls, what he's got.
I got to get back out to Keeneland to the cell, okay?
All right.
I'm selling two mares on Monday.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Good luck. That's Matt Howard from over here at Gentry Farm. Well, Eric, you didn't know what you were going to step into when you got in here, did you?
No, but I figured it couldn't hurt. So.
Couldn't.
So why not?
I want to ask you something. Do you live on the farm down at...
I do not, but I'm currently planning on... We've got one of the houses that's getting ready for me. It's we've got some renters in there right now, and I think we were too much of big softies to actually kick them out right when we got in. So they've got another couple months on their lease, and then I'll be moving in.
Oh, okay.
I'm just the other side of Georgetown right now. Yeah. It's only about a 15-minute drive.
Oh,
the way I drive.
Right down, yeah, right. Right where you drive. Be careful on 460. I'm sure you come right down. You probably drive right by my live. You know where I live?
I know exactly where you live. And even though Steve's invited you a couple times, I don't think you come out and seen the place yet.
Well, I drive by it every day.
Yeah, you got a nice little place up in there. I've admired their houses. I drive by every day. It's,
yeah, I, actually, up at the top of the go past your entrance here, and then you get up the hill a little bit, you can see the back end of my place. Well,
oh,
you
really?
Can see the, during the winter months, you can see the house and the barn.
Yeah, really, so, I haven't looked from
as the crow flies. I don't think we're 2 miles apart.
Oh, if even.
Yeah.
If even.
Yeah. I tell you what, that's one gorgeous farm that you all have there. I mean, I've watched that farm since I forget who owned it. Some people from Ireland owned it.
Yeah, that, and then the guys that own it now went over and got Hopewell, or owned it before us, went over and got Hopewell.
Bought Hopewell Farm?
Yep, they bought Hopewell and sold it to us.
Yeah, from Rick Trance over there. Yeah.
And I think we've just been tickled to death with that property over there. I've been driving by it before, never really gone back in there, and I mean, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous, and we're lucky enough we've been, you know, as he was talking about waters earlier, we had to replace some lines so, you know, you get some nice freezes, and we're digging in there, and we find these big chunks of phosphorus out in that land. And
oh, it's great land.
It's great land. I mean, you know, you live there. You've been there. So,
yeah.
I mean, we've got the limestone coming underneath. We've got the phosphorus rocks right there. I mean, you don't need anything else to build strong horses. No. So
it the water people, Dan Frazier, right next door to you.
We got Dan. And
good neighbors.
A great neighbors. Lucky enough, he put in half the waters on that farm and knows all the electric. I mean, as it goes on Christmas Eve, we had one of the water heater break in one of the houses.
Uh-huh.
I gave him a quick ring, and he'd actually put that water heater in.
Is that right?
So he knew exactly what it was and came and fixed it in, you know, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we're lucky enough to have Eads Hardware just down the road. That those guys are just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my little candy store in there.
Oh, yeah. Don't you love going to Eads Hardware?
I'm in there more than they are.
Yeah.
Four or five times a day. It's
have you ever been in there before?
I never had. Steve kept telling me about it, and when I finally went in.
Yeah,
I've started to almost live.
I know. And then there's a right on down the road, there's a Tractor Supply, you know, that's like going in a candy store there, too.
Everything we need is here in Paris. I mean, it's we've been out near Woodford County the whole time and coming out here. I mean, it's just, I love it out here.
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood and everything. You all are, I was driving by there the other day and I saw you galloping some horses out in the field.
Yeah, we're trying to diversify and doing a little bit of everything right now. I mean, as I said earlier, we got some feeder steers. We're going to get some more this spring.
We do everything the foaling to, we've got one stallion out there, K1 King.
I didn't realize that.
A little bit of a bargain stallion. He's 2,500. Uh-huh. He's the last grandson of Roundtable right okay. now. And then, we've gotten into the breaking and training. And so we've got a couple 40, 50 acre fields out there that are really nice. And I mean,
oh, yeah.
Nothing better than to build balance and a nice strong base on a horse. Then getting them out there, we can do about a mile around one of the fields, a mile and a quarter, and then there's a nice little 2 furlong stretch near the road where we can get a little breeze in them. Uh-huh. And then once they get far enough like that, we bring them right here to the training center.
So yeah. Okay.
They can get a little bit more polish on them.
Yeah. Have you made any arrangements out here yet? Or are you still working on that?
Well, still working. I mean, it depends on which clients use which trainers. So.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So you've talked to some trainers out here.
We've talked to a couple, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. You own the farm, Jim Fitzgerald's old place on Brantsville there too.
Yeah, we've named the division. Yeah. We've named that Brantsville Division.
The Brantsville Division.
And that's 125 acres. And then we've got the main Silver Springs, which we've nicknamed Cooper's Run Division.
Yeah.
Because of Cooper's Run Creek. And that was all through Steve. He knows the history of the whole place. And it took him probably a month to figure out what he wanted to name him, but he finally did. And so altogether it's 425 acres. And that property over there is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. That's in a lot of houses there too, aren't there?
We actually have 6 houses on the property, yeah. So we're able to have housing for a lot of our guys, which is it's been really lucky because it's kind of hard to get good help out here in Paris. We found and having the housing, we've got some amazing guys on our farm. I've probably never had such good help.
Well, great. That helps.
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
They make all my blunders look good.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to catch up here. Let me get back to you.
No worries.
I get to talking anyway. Where am I? Paul the Silver Lining. This is talking about another Bourbon County outfit here. Paul the Silver Lining, a 3-year-old filly by Goosapper, continued her winning ways on January 4. She won the $100,000 Ruthless Stakes at Aqueduct. Winner 2 last year, the Grade 2 Matron to Belmont, Paul the Silver Lining was one of 15 2014 stakes winners by Goosapper. Among them, 2 Grade 1 winners. There's an open house at Adena Springs today and tomorrow from 10 until 2, and the stallions will be available for your inspection. Then also for inspection anytime during the January sale, just go on out to the farm. There you will find Hall of Famer Goosapper, his elite sire, Awesome Again, the world's number one sire of Grade 1 winners on the dirt. Champion 2-year-old Macho Uno, of course, he sired the Breeders' Cup Classic winner Mucho Macho Man, and Mucho Macho Man has joined his sire at Adena Springs. Then there's the 5-time Grade 1 winner Point of Entry, winner of nearly $2.5 million, and the son of Dinah Farmer, Classic winner and Grade 1 sire Touch Gold, and Grade 1 winner Tiago, winner of over $2.3 million. For more on the stallions at Adena Springs, call the farm, 1-800-975-5641. Come to the open house today or tomorrow from 10 until 2, or visit the farm anytime during a sale. And see the website at adenastallions.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. LM Communications, 2014 Lexington Small Business of the Year.
Well, January 2 at Aqueduct, the $100,000 Fred Cappy Capicella Stakes was won by Majestic Affair, one of 22-year-old winners from the first crop by Majestic Perfection. Bred in Kentucky by Doug Oliver, trained by Chad Bram. Majestic Affair pressed the early pace, drew off, won by 5 3/4 lengths. He's one of 5 stakes horses from the first crop by Majestic Perfection. And here's an interesting stat. 15 of his 20 winners broke their maidens and maiden special. Ranks among all freshman sires of that category. Where are they winning? Well, they're winning at Belmont, Del Mar, the Fairgrounds, Monmouth Park, Keeneland, Parks, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, Saratoga. Majestic Perfection is a superb individual, thus the name. He sires superb individuals. The proof is 2014 yearlings average $111,000 with a sensational median of $100,000. And they're running back to their looks. A Grade 1 winner by Holland's Holiday stands for $10,000 live foal. And Mr. and Mrs. Burrett and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Thank you.
talking to Eric Johnson from over at Silver Springs Farm, my neighbor over at, in Bourbon County. I take it, being son of Steve, that you were kind of raised in the horse business.
Yeah, I had my fair share when I was younger, although he probably wouldn't want me to talk about it, but it took him about 2 to 3 years to let me actually start working with horses. He decided to put me on maintenance crew, weed eating, and driving the tractors first, which, I mean, I like now, but at the time I wasn't too happy with.
Well, I started out, they didn't have weed eaters when I started out, same way you did. They had hemp hooks. You know, that was a lot of fun. But, of course, you were over at, what farm were you on over there?
That was Margot Farm, and that was over where we originally were, was at the S-curve down Old Frankfort Pike, almost to the railroad tracks.
S-curve on Old Frankfort Pike.
It became Adina Springs.
Okay.
I want to say it's Stone Street now.
Well, I think that's the division of Stone Street. Don't they have two farms, Stone Street?
Yeah, I think they've got a couple.
Yeah. Well, I think Margot did too, didn't you? Or did you just have the one?
We just had the one at the time, and then we moved over off Leestown Road there. Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I talked to your dad, I went into the office over there, and I had to go up a little narrow bunch of steps to get up to the second floor. What was that?
Oh, Jesus, that was...
Anyway.
That was way too many years ago for my memory.
Yeah. Thank you. Here comes a young lady. What are you looking for, work?
That's what I work in.
Oh, you got somebody working?
I did. Somebody
okay. Well, there's a watch over there if you want to clock it.
I already clocked it.
Oh, you already clocked it. Can we trust you?
I hope so.
3/8 and 34 and 1.
Exactly. Don't get crazy.
Out in 45. This one's for sale. excuse me, Eric. We digress.
That's okay.
Yeah. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Lexington Catholic.
Oh, did you now?
Then went to Transy.
Okay.
Although after a couple of years, I spent as much time studying abroad as I could. I went over to Armenia for a month, and then I went over to New Zealand at University of Canterbury in Christchurch for a semester.
In New Zealand?
In New Zealand, yes.
My God.
Then I went on to work there after I graduated for a year for Russell Warwick at Westbury Stud.
Okay. What's it like in New Zealand?
Well, the winters are very wet, and the summers are absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, okay. But not extreme temperature in the winters.
No, if you get really far down south, you can get to some extreme temperatures. I think they're actually the closest to Antarctica down there.
Yeah. How's the racing over there?
Small.
Yeah.
Most of their big horses they send over to Australia to race.
Okay. Bush tracks kind of like things?
Yeah, kind of bush tracks. They've got some nicer, larger ones, but it would, you know. Nothing to the caliber of.
Is the breeding industry pretty big there?
Breeding industry is pretty big there, and that's what sustains them. And they sell a lot of horses off to it's like long distance turf horses sell off to for the Melbourne Cup and off to Hong Kong and Japan. So,
did you ever get to go to any of those places? Or?
Yeah, I actually spent some time. That's why I'm wearing the Peter Moody vest that I wear a lot. I spent 3 weeks down for Peter Moody in Melbourne, Australia, and we went to the Hong Kong Cup.
What was that? I got to hear about this. What was that like?
It was so cool. I mean, the caliber of horse was absolutely phenomenal. The facilities, everything was just top notch. The problem I had was there was too many people.
Too many people?
I'm a Kentucky boy at heart, and there was just too – you look around, there's just too many people.
Yeah, the racing's a big thing.
Big thing. They have absolutely no breeding industry. But they have a huge racing industry, and they buy from Australia, New Zealand, everywhere they come here and buy.
Yeah. So. Do they buy many horses from Japan? Because
buy from Japan. They like Deep Impact a lot. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. So. Right. Yeah. That's somebody told me once that their stable area there that when they had to take an elevator up or something. Is that true?
I heard about it, but I never got to go and see it.
They took the horses up on an elevator?
Supposedly they have like a 3 or 4 story stalls. They go up like these ramps on the outside. I never got to see it, but that was the rumor going around that we heard.
Well, that, you know, that's that would be fun to see, you know. I mean, that would, really would. I forget, many years ago, I had somebody on used to ride there, and he was talking about it. And it was very interesting, you know. I mean, I can see your horses going up in the elevators, for God's sakes, you know. But Melbourne, of course, is... it was a whole lot different, you know. I mean, that's big time racing over there.
Some great racing in Melbourne. I absolutely loved it. It reminded me a lot more of Kentucky, a little bit more of a sprawling city. Mm-hmm. And then you get out of the city and you have some great land out there. And mm-hmm. I felt a lot more at home there.
Yeah. Well, how many farms are there really in New? Are they all concentrated in one area like they are here in New Zealand?
Well, in New Zealand or in Australia?
Well, let's talk about New Zealand. I've never been to New Zealand before.
In New Zealand, a lot of them are concentrated in one area, the breeding area. It's about, I want to say, 2 hours south of Auckland, their capital city there. So,
What are their farms? Do they look like Central Kentucky farms? Or?
Yeah, I mean, their breeding farms are really nice. They have a lot of the same stuff.
Jackie, we're talking about he'd been to New Zealand.
I was listening. That's
That's real interesting. They have black plank fences.
Yep, they got plank fences. They do it a little differently than us, where we have a really large post and a thinner board. Uh-huh. They've got probably twice as thick boards and half posts.
Really?
And half posts.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to climb over, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. Sounds like they'd fall down.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's fascinating. Did you get to see much racing in Australia?
Got to see a lot of racing in Australia. We did some racing there in Melbourne. We went to the Melbourne Cup, the whole carnival there. They have, you know, three amazing days there. And we spent some time in Auckland racing as well.
Mm-hmm. One of my all-time favorite horses was... from Australia. It was Burnborough,
okay.
Who was a big champion. Went to stud eventually over at Spencery Farm when Leslie Combs had it over there. And he was a nice stud horse. The only thing, he was about 12 years old before he had anything of racing age in this country, you know, because he raced forever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. One of my favorite horses that came over here was Lonro when he first came here, champion sire in Australia. And I mean, you look at him and he's...
Now, isn't he down at Darley now?
He's down at Darley, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jimmy Bell's guy.
Yeah.
Over at Darley. I used to breed to an Australian horse that was down at Claiborne Farm named Pago Pago. P-A-G-O-P-A-G-O. And he was a nice kind of... I bred a stakes winner by him, you know. Really? So, you know, he was a good stud because I had bad mares. But anyway... But, most of them looked just alike. They were kind of, he was a champion two-year-old over there, and then he brought him over here, and he got hurt, and he never ran. And, of course, I bred to him, and I got a filly named All My Marys that I had in training, and I sold her before she ran. Sold her to Alan Jerkins, if I'd trained her, she'd probably been to River Downs, and he took her up east and won stakes with her. You know, but there you go. It's the only way I could breed a stakes winner. You send him to Alan Jerkins.
Well, let me ask you something. You said it was rainy in the winter and beautiful in the summer in New Zealand. So in that case, they must have had grass like Ireland.
They have grass that grows faster than probably any grass I've ever seen.
Yeah,
you know, the way we could cycle through paddocks, and you'd have them almost barren dirt, and then or mud.
Yeah,
and then in 3 weeks of not having horses on them, they'd have grass 6-7 inches tall out there.
Gee whiz! Now Australia's not like that, is it?
No.
Australia's a desert.
The rainfall in Australia was—I can only use the word abysmal.
Is that right?
I didn't barely see rain there. Everything was nice and dry and dusty. But
yeah.
They compensate for that by having horses out on 100 plus acres.
Yeah.
They still have tons of grass.
Right. Yeah. Well, how far is it to ship from New Zealand to Australia?
It's only 3 or 4 hours by flight.
Is that right? You look at it on a globe and it looks like a hop over, but it's, yeah. Interesting stuff. Now, is most of New Zealand hilly? mountains. Everything I see has got beautiful mountains.
They've got they've got a mountain range that runs right down the middle of the South Island, and they've got some hills, and there's rocky land. I mean, there's a lot of every type of land there. But they do have they've got some great grass, and they can raise some really good ones.
And what's the population like? Is it dense? It's not dense. It's
not very dense. They probably have, I want to say it's around 4 million people, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
How long were you over there, Harry?
Oh, I spent 7-8 months in school over there, and then I went back and spent a year working with the horses.
Okay.
So what's the big city?
Auckland.
Auckland.
Auckland, yeah. And then that's it?
More or less. That's Christchurch great. Was the big city on the South Island, but you have almost a million people in Auckland, and only the rest of the North Island has maybe another couple million.
But now you're back in Kentucky.
Sounds wonderful. Exactly. I'm just trying to figure out how I can get there.
Do they do things a little differently with handling horses and everything in Kentucky than they do over there?
Yes. Yeah, we do a lot more here, and we're a lot more
hands
protective.
On, or
we're a lot more protective.
Okay.
What we would bandage and put an antibiotic on and make sure that we're really on top of these small little cuts and scrapes. They just put it out in the field and say, it's a tough horse. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Does that work?
By God, they are.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Hey. Well, getting back to Paris, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Are you all going to be market? Are you going to market anything? Are you going to sell anything? Or I know you got horses that you're going to put in training.
Yeah, I mean, it's all clients, so it kind of depends on what they're doing. Some of them they sell, some of them they keep. They're more breed to race than anything else, and then if they happen to sell a few, then they, they get some good prices, and then that's fine. But, they're in it for the game of racing them, not just sell them as yearlings.
That's fun. More
yeah.
fun. Yeah.
So is that what you advise when you're picking stallions?
Yeah, we look more for what we can get value and racing out of. We're not trying to find the popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Make it.
You're looking for the winner's circle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there are good stud horses around that are not marketable as they should be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're trying to take advantage of that. I know.
And it depends on your client. What stud range. What was that?
Walkie-talkie. I turned it off.
Did you think? Oh, okay. The
track is closed.
The track is
Medic
closed.
Medic is free to leap.
There's only three horses out in the last 2 hours.
Yeah,
right.
Nobody out here.
Yeah, but as soon as she leaves.
Well, if you all have anything, let me get back to my guest here.
I'm sorry.
You all have anything that you're selling this year into sales? Or?
Yeah, we've got two mares and a weanling going through January sale. I'm actually just heading back to the farm after this to ship them over.
Oh, okay. Well, I better let you go.
And then we've got...
Daddy will get on me if I don't.
Well, he let me come, so...
Okay.
I got his permission to get here.
All right.
But we've got a few for February sale as well.
Okay.
Brood mare racing prospects, yeah.
Yeah, they've extended that sale another day.
Did they?
Phasic tipping?
No.
Yeah. One more day. They've just added on.
Well, what are the mares like you got selling?
They're both really, really nice mares.
In foal?
Both in foal, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I'd say mid quality mares, but the weanling is going to be a racehorse.
Yeah, he's a yearling now, though.
He's a yearling now.
Yeah.
I get on my guys about now the yearlings are all 2-year-olds, and here I am saying it on the radio.
Well, who's the yearling by?
The yearling. You get me on the radio, and now I'm going to have a mind blank
I'm sorry.
On this. And Steve's.
Funny. Well, look for what Barney in?
He's selling with Allied. So
okay.
For Allied sales and
CRs.
Well, if you're going to have horses out here getting ready, we'll be seeing more of you out here.
Yeah, I should be out to check on a few. I'm out here with Josh Stevens every now and then looking at some horses. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fun. Good.
That's
stop
good.
In.
I'll bring you by a jacket or a hat or something.
Yeah.
Damn right. Shake the old man loose. All right, well, I'm going to let you go.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it was fun having you on. Stop by anytime. And, we're here every Saturday morning. And, of course, if you want to stop by the farm, bring your own beer in a folding chair, and we'll be in business.
Well, every time you drive by, you got to stop in one of these days.
Who's living in the really nice old house there? I mean, it's a gorgeous place.
The one up on the main farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the main farm. No, yeah, the main farm.
Well, I made a play for that as the manager's house.
Okay.
That didn't fly too well.
Oh,
Steve thought it would make a great office, and it does. It makes a beautiful office. So.
Yeah, but
are you married?
No, I actually just recently got engaged, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, local girl? Are you importing her from New Zealand?
No, she's from Virginia, but she is a vet, and she works between New York and Florida.
Always marry a vet.
Yeah.
If you're in the horse business, you know.
Absolutely. Smartest thing you can do,
you know.
That's great.
Yeah, she's currently, this summer, she's going to be moving back up here and doing Kentucky to Florida with the sport horses.
So, oh, okay.
Sport horse. Well, you ought to bring her on someday. We'd love to
talk to her. Yeah,
love
to talk to her. Bring her on.
Get
hitched and bring her back.
I'll talk to you about that tonight.
All right.
All right.
All right. This has been Eric Johnson. Eric, thank you for coming by. I appreciate it. And thank you, Dad, for sparing you for a few minutes. Now go load those horses.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, yearlings from the first crop by Trap Shop sold for an average of $115,712 last year. He was the nation's number one freshman sales sire. That average is more than 11 times his stud fee of $10,000. He don't pay the fee until the foal stands and nurses. Trap Shot is a superb individual. He's siring superb individuals. He was also a superior runner. Posted a 111 buyer to take the Grade 2 True North. Won by over 8 lengths. 6 furlongs and 8 and 4. Ran in 109 flat to win the Walboro Stakes. Sprinted 6 furlongs and 9 and 2 at Gulfstream. 7 furlongs and 122 at Belmont. Won one going a mile and a 16th in the Long Branch Stakes. That's at Monmouth. And in just his second start in stakes, was second by nose to Looking at Lucky in the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational. Super Saver was behind him. As for pedigree, Trap Shot is by Tappet, and he's a half-brother to Grade 1 winner and millionaire Miss Shot from one of the most prolific stakes families in the book. Trap Shot, $10,000, doing a full stands and nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. See the website, ClavenFarm.com. If you're looking for a farm, I got just the people that you should call. And that's Hill and Reagan Parker. And they're horse people. And Hill's born and raised with horses himself. And a lot of it's rubbed off on Reagan, I'm sure. And they've been in the real estate business for over a dozen years now. And they're great people to work with. I know they just sold a farm for a friend of ours down in Bourbon County. And the seller was delighted with the speed that they got the job done, and just went on and on about the service that you received from Hill and Reagan. They've got over 12 years experience in the real estate business, and I'll tell you what, the present listings that they have, they've outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. So if you're thinking about selling your farm, I would suggest you call Hill or Reagan. I'll give you that number in a few minutes. Or if you're looking for a farm, they can find just the perfect farm for you. The price range and just exactly what you want. By golly, they'll go out of their way to find it for you. They work till they do. And you can't ask for any more than that. They've got farms now all over central Kentucky. There's right up here on the Paris Pike is a lovely place for sale. There's over on Payne's Depot down over in Scott County on Hume Bedford Road right this one happens to be in Fayette County, over on Payne's Mill Road, Newtown Pike. You know, just wherever you want to go, they've got them. And once again, I say they've got them at all price ranges. And I want to give you the website. It's fun to go to the website because, you know, you look on there and think, if I ever hit the lottery, I'm going to buy this place. And just go to their website is lexhorsefarms.com, lexhorsefarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Nice people that you can trust, and they work real hard for you in a real estate business. Here's a phone number. It's a Lexington number, 608-8039. Well, there's an open stallion show tomorrow from 12 to 5 over at Crestwood Farm. Hot food available. You can register to win a free season to a Crestwood stallion. Then if you're looking for a yearling, and they've got them in a sale out there by Cape Blanco or City Zip or Kitten's Joy or Quality Road or The Factor, go to Keeneland and check out the consignment from Pope McLean, Crestwood Farm. agent. There, too, you'll find mares in foal to Majestic Warrior, Super Saver, Tis Deja Vu. He had another winner yesterday, Tis Deja Vu, down at Gulfstream Park. In fact, that thing's won about four times now. Hold Me Back, Street Cry, among them two daughters of Tappet, and others by Giant Causeway, El Prado, and Dixie Union. There are also young broodmare prospects by Congrats and Fusa Ichi Pegasus. There's a racing prospect by Old Fashioned. It's a two-year-old, and he's half-brother to a stakes winner. In the consignment, you'll find full or half-sisters to Grade 1 winner Malibu Mint, Grade 1 winner Sleep Easy, a Grade 1 winner Aptitude, and other black-type runners. All in Bar 9, consigned by Pope McLean Crestwood Farm agent, selling opening day at Keenan. That's Monday. Then go to Barn 34 for the Wednesday offerings from Pope McLean, yearlings, mares and foal, and three nice racing or breeding prospects. And while in Kentucky, ask about the many services offered by Crestwood Farm. Great place to board your horses. Once again, Stallion Show tomorrow from 12 to 5 at Crestwood Farm. Call the farm at 859-252-3770 and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Sally Van, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All righty. Well, I've got Steve Moody with me now. He's the author of the Gulfstream Park Handicapper Sheet, which is published by Budstock Research Information Services. Go to brisnet.com and pick up your copy. They're running three graded stakes. I think I'm right about that down at Gulfstream today. All I need is three winners that I can parlay there, Steve, and I'll cut you in for 10%. How's that?
Oh, I'll take that, Ursula.
All righty. All right. Well, which one do you want to do first, the grade two?
Well, let's go chronologically, I guess.
Okay.
The seventh is the first one. That would be the Hal's Hope, a grade three for four-year-olds and up, going a flat mile, which is a one-turn mile at Gulfstream. Short field in here, kind of a rarity down there. Fast and firm, by the way, are the conditions this morning. And the seventh is a field of six going in the Hal's Hope. It really looks like a kind of a two-horse race, or so the two favorites, the one-horse Lee, and the three-horse Valid. Lee is coming back off of a layoff. He's been off for about 11 months. But this horse is really working well for his return. And, of course, Bill Mott, one of the best trainers around, at bringing back layoff horses. The Lee is a six-year-old now, but he's 2-for-2 at Gulfstream, 2-for-2 on a one-turn mile. So this looks like it's right up his alley. He won this race last year. I'm going to take him right back to do it again this year, even off the playoffs. The three-horse Valid, another one that loves the Gulfstream Oval. He's started five times there. Three wins and 2 seconds and five starts. He's the top contender without a doubt. And, he's going to be running at the end. I think Lee will, both of them will be, up fairly close from the start. I think it just comes down to those two. I went for a Slim Shady as a price to maybe get a minor share. 1-3-4 in the Hal's Hope.
Okay.
Here we go to the eighth race. That's the Marshawes River, grade three, mile and 16th on turf. Turf is firm. It's for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, field of 10. And pretty well-matched group in here. I settled on the three-horse Paranda. This is a hard-knocking mare. Got 10 career wins, 6-for-12 record over the Gulfstream Park turf course. To me, looks like she's been facing a lot tougher company running against grade two, grade one competition, and dropping here into a grade three. She's been off a little over about 10 weeks, but she figures to be laying in a pretty good spot early on off the leaders. John Velasquez has the mount for Christoph Clement, and she'll be in a position to make her run turning for home. Strike Charmer is coming into the race in good shape. He won the Cardinal Handicap, or she won the Cardinal Handicap at Churchill Downs. Her last start, that was 7 weeks ago. And she'll be running here at the end. She's a nice price too at 10-1. I think Paranda is the 8-5 favorite. If Strike Charmer is, there's that big of a division between the two prices, I would tend to take a stab on Strike Charmer in here. Summer Moon is my third pick, 7-2 on the morning line. This one is French bred filly, making her U.S. Debut for Chad Brown. She does pick up Lasix today for the first time, and coming off a layoff, but definitely one you've got to give a long look to. Summer Moon. We're going to go 3-4-7 in the Marshalls River, and then the 10th race, that's the Fort Lauderdale. This is a grade 2, mile and 16th on turf, 4-year-olds and up. Big field in here. The bottom two have scratched, Golden Rifle and Protonico. I think he was the main track only. So we've got a field of 12. And the two that sort of jumped out to me were Lochte and Gran Tito. They've kind of been going against each other of late, and they've kind of taken turns beating each other. I think both of them figure strongly in here. Lochte is one that really likes Gulfstream. 5 starts there, 4 wins, and a third. Comes off of a good race in the Tropical Turf Handicap last time out. I think he'll settle off the leaders in here, and he'll come running late under Orlando Boca Chica. Gran Tito is one at another situation. He got a big price, 15-1. I think you have to take a long look at him. Like I said, he's been back and forth with Lochte. One time one wins, one time the other wins when they've been facing each other. And if you get 15-1, definitely want to maybe think about playing him on top, and then in the exotics as well. In the 12 horse, Mouton for Kieran McLaughlin. He won his U.S. debut and coming back here, making his second U.S. start today. Irad Ortiz has the mount. A little bit of a tough post out there in post 12. One that you have to consider. He's unbeaten in America, so take a long look at him. We'll go 2-7-12 in the Fort Lauderdale.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much, and get that parlay going. And you can, Steve, of course, is the author of the Gulfstream Park handicapper sheet. You can go to brisnet.com and pick that up, and it's a worthwhile buy. Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Ursula.
Regular time next week, Steve. Well, First Defense closed out 2014 by adding 2 more stakes winners to his resume. Privet Hedge, a 3-year-old filly bred and owned by Judmont Farm, won the Prix Petite Etoile in France, giving a promise of more to come. and the two-year-old filly Irish Jasper, bred in Kentucky by Bob and Evelyn Courtney, won the $100,000 Gasparilla Stakes at Tampa by sprinting 7 furlongs and 1:22-2. That was just 2 ticks off the track record, by the way. Also among First Defense's 7 2014 stakes horses, the brilliant Close Hatches. Winner of the Grade 1 Ogden Phipps, the Grade 1 Apple Blossom, the Grade 1 Personal Ensign, the Grade 2 Azari, and the only distaffer to win 3 Grade 1 stakes during the year. She's favored by many to capture an Eclipse Award. Close Hatches is from the first crop of First Defense. And boy, I tell you, the mares that have been bred to First Defense since she made the scene, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Grade 1 winners, Grade 1 producers, I mean, and the list is as long as your arm. Now's the time to breed the First Defense because he's got more on the way, believe me. Fee, $10,000 live, full inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke and Fry. 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com. Well, Sam's sister, bred by Burton C. Jones and raised at Airdrie Stud, closed out 2014 with a win in the Grade 1 La Brea Stakes at Santa Anita. That was the 28th Grade 1 win for our horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers during the year. It was also the 192nd stakes win of the year for runners raised on McCauley products and the 106th graded stakes win. Then on January 4 at Santa Anita, Shrinking Violet issued in the new year with a score in the Grade 2 Monrovia Stakes. Shrinking Violet was raised on McCauley products at Robbie and Susie Lyons Hartwell Farm for the breeder Ashbrittle Stud. Robbie raises a lot of runners over there. So congratulations to the folks at Airdrie Stud and to also, of course, over at Hartwell Farm. Their success is ample proof that for maximum results at the races, give them quality feeds and supplements on the farm, and you get maximum results. That's the 28th Grade 1 win, over, and that's over 25%. Of all Grade 1 stakes run doing last year. One in every four. Give Mike Warren and Dave Longmire a call at 859-873-3333. Talk to them about the McCauley products and the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. Take a look at the website, McCauleyBros.com. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. You're always welcome. McCauley Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Well, the Sunday edition of Daily Racing Form is out. And that's where I learned where that the Facy Tipton Kentucky Winter Sale, incidentally, has added another day to their February sale. And so it pays to read the Daily Racing Form. And that Sunday edition is always a great one. Past performances in it today, Aqueduct, Fairgrounds, Turfway, Gulfstream Park, Tampa, Louisiana Downs. I would suggest that you sign up to receive the Daily Racing Form's breeding update. It's you get a free email connection to Daily Racing Form breeding. The thing to do is go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up. And they'll send it to you every day. Check it out. It's really worthwhile. In-depth breeding news, sales, and auction coverage, and a whole lot more. And a great place to advertise, too. So give them a call at the Daily Racing Form. Of course, it's a great organization, the Daily Racing Form. Racing couldn't do without it. Great columnists. Jay Hoveday is, I think, one of the best. So it's the dailyracingform.com. Then it's, try it again, dailyracingform.com/breeding. And sign up for their in-depth breeding news. Great place to go. What do you need, Jackie?
Well, I'm going to do my announcements. I need those specs.
Oh, you need the specs to do your announcements? Okay.
Yeah. The Braille edition got wet in the rain, so it's no good. Okay. Rooster Brew, good old Ralph Quillen over in Paris, is going to host a benefit for the local animal shelter, Paris Animal Welfare Society. That's PAWS for short. They're going to, February 4th, they're going to have a yummy spaghetti dinner. And it's to raise money. Everything that's made will go to PAWS for a spay neuter. Hard to say. $5, dinner and dessert. So then, of course, there's always Ralph's great selections of 100 bottles of beer on the wall. Open house, we said, I think, Sunday. Windstar. Sunday the 11th through the 15th. Aren't they generous? 11 to 2 at Windstar all week. That's for the folks.
Go ahead and take a look at one of my favorite horses, old Tisnow.
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Ashford also, we got to head over that way from today through Friday the 16th. 11 till 3. Hot food served all day. And you can get a ride from Keeneland to Ashford during the sale, and they'll bring you back. So that's pretty nice. Stallion show today at Spendthrift through the 16th. Good. Noon to 3. I want to catch that one. And I just finished, didn't I finish Ashford Stud? Yeah, I said that one.
Yeah.
Edina Springs is today and tomorrow, 10 till 2. So, you know, they got some nice stuff. I want to see Ghost Sapper.
All the way through the sales there.
It's yeah.
10
yeah.
into 2, I think, open house today, but then you can look at the stallions any day during the week.
Throughout the
sales.
January sale, sure. Okay, we have got to get a hold of Glennie Oakford. She and her husband, Christopher, have written a book, The Iroquois Hunt, A Bluegrass Fox Hunting Tradition. They're going to be at the Morris Bookshop. See, I couldn't, my computer doesn't print out very well. But anyway, look for that book. I want you to get her on.
All right.
And talk about it because of all the interesting things that have gone on since 1880 with that hunt. And now, your mother used to hunt, and her sister or relatives and all their kin used to do that stuff, so that's something to pay attention. I want to find out more about that. We've got some great pictures of them riding. Those old, funky, real thick bridles.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Bridle leather was real thick in those days, so it's kind of fun. Okay. Jackie Davis won the first race at Parks on January 5th. Jackie Davis, graduate of the old National Racing Jockey School. What is it? National
North
Racing
Academy.
Yeah, North American Riding Academy. NARA. And then, also on January 5th, Adam Bowman won the... what race is that? Anyway, he won.
You can't read a damn chart.
And
good Lord.
Well, anyway, he won, and Jackie Davis was second.
Yeah, they're in one, too.
So that's a...
They're both riding very well up there now.
Yeah, they are.
Jackie, I think, gets a few more mounts than Adam, but they're both winning.
Yeah.
Some of Adam's horses pay box cards.
Yeah, because he gets these 70-to-1 shots.
Yeah.
He's 80 pounds or something, tiny.
Yeah.
He's a tiny, yeah, little guy. All guts.
I asked him once, what do you weigh, Adam? He says 92 pounds, stripped. That way you don't ride stripped.
Yeah. Oh, Crestwood's open house is tomorrow, 12 to 5. Horse Park Spring Horse Shows don't cost. The Kentucky, the big ones start in May. Lakeside Arena, what's today, the 10th? Hi, puppy, there's a dog down here. 10th and 11th is a 100 jumper show. Next, the 17th is the Lexington Winter Tournament, called Julie Kaufman, if you want to know about that. And that's next Saturday and Sunday. January 24th and 25th is open. What?
I got to interrupt.
Oh, go ahead.
I still got a set of commercials in the KTA. Okay, like that. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but hand me the glasses. I went off without my glasses today. Okay. Let me do the commercials. The Shadwell Stallions, DeHare, Interdab, and Invisor of all three side graded stakes winners. And that bodes well for Albertus Maximus. His first foal is going to race this year. He was quite a racehorse. Right? He won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. He won the Grade 1 Don Handicap at Gulfstream. He set a new track record going a mile in the Windy Sands Handicap. Won a pair of allowance tests at Hollywood. Broke his maiden at Santa Anita. And he earned more than $1,328,000. It's also noteworthy that Daredevil, a half-brother to Albertus Maximus, last year won the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes. And that his sire saw the winner of the 2014 running of the Grade 1, Stephen Foster, at Churchill. Now, here's the good news. If you've got a really nice mare, Albertus Maximus is going to stay in the 2015 season free to approved mares. Now, this is a horse that won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Quite a resource for that price. Let me tell you, any price. Just call the stallion manager, Kent Barnes, at 859-224-4585 and check the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then Bristnet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at Bristnet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit Bristnet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
Well, it didn't take Bellamy Road long to sire his first stakes winner of the new year. On January 1 at Santa Anita, Lutine Bell, a 3-year-old filly by Bellamy Road, won the Blue North Stakes. Bred by the partnership of Windstar Farm and John R. Penn and trained by Jerry Hollendoffer, Lutine Bell won her first start as a 2-year-old, came back to win again at Golden Gate, and placed in the Golden Gate debutante. The Blue Norther was her first start on the grass. Bellamy Road has sired a remarkable 9% stakes winners from foals in his first four crops. He's a proven grade one sire, and boy, does he have the numbers going for him. His biggest and best crops are hitting the races now. His 2014 sales yearling sold for, $250,000, $195,000, $170,000, $160,000, $155,000, $150,000. 2-year-old sold for up to $340,000. Bellamy Road won grade one stakes, posted a sensational 120 buyer speed figure, stands for $10,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses, over at Windstar Farm. And it's an open house tomorrow through the 15th from 11 to 2 over at Windstar Farm. Go over there and say hello to Darren Fox or Sean Tugel or Kyle Wilson. Give them a call at 859-873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Okay, this from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, and these were the breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners over the weekend. Well, a couple during the week. The Grade 2 Monrovia Stakes at Santa Anita was won by a Shrinking Violet, shrinking bred by the Ash Brittle Stud, and Bobby Lyons raised that thing. The Grade 2 San Gabriel Stakes winner at Santa Anita, Finnegan's Wake, a Powers Court, bred by Jerry Crawford. The Danube Beach, grade 3 at Gulfstream Park. Night Prowler won that. Night Prowler, a 3-year-old son of Giant's Causeway. Go down to Ashford Stud today and take a look at Giant's Causeway. And this one bred by Paul Pomper, Jr. The Old Hat Stakes, Grade 3, Ikati's Phaeton won that by First Crop, a Tale of Ikati, bred by Haymaker Farm and Mockmore Hall. The Spectacular Bid of Gulfstream winner, Barbados by Spitestown, bred by Tommytown Thoroughbreds. The Ginger Brew Stakes at Gulfstream Park, Divine Ada won that by Unbridled Song, bred by Alpha Delta Stables. The Mucho Macho Man Stakes at Gulfstream Park win a Bluegrass Slinger by Bluegrass Cat, bred by Gaines Gentry Thoroughbreds and Hardy Thoroughbreds. The Water Summer Stakes at Law winner, Lady Sabelia. That's a mare by Majestic Warrior, bred by Mrs. Frank P. Wright. The Native Dancer Stakes at Law winner, El Nawi, by Street Sense, bred by Sienna Farm. The races for Shadwell Stables, incidentally. The Miami Shores Handicap on Wednesday, Gulfstream, Wedding Toast won that. That's a mare by Street Sense, bred by Dolly. And let's see, there was one over in the United Arab Emirates. The Longines Conquest Classic Moon Phase Stakes, it's a Group 2 race, went to Surfer, a 5-year-old gilding by Distorted Humor, bred by Dolly. All right, well, Jimmy Creed covered a full book of 141 mares in his first season at stud last year, so he's off to a fast start at stud. And speaking of fast, that's just what Jimmy Creed was. He's been described as the most brilliant grade one son of Distorted Humor, and Distorted Humor has sired 123 stakes winners. Jimmy Creed sprinted 7 furlongs to 120 and 1 the day he won the grade one Malibu. beat a crack field that day, including the likes of Eclipse Award winner Private Vow, Private Zone, Fed Biz, and some others. His 105 buyer was one of four he recorded during his 10-start career. He also won the Grade 2 Potato Grande Stakes, sprinted 6 furlongs in 9 and won at Del Mar, placed in 3 more stakes, 2 Grade 1. In addition to being a son of one of the nation's most successful sires, Jimmy Creed is out of the Grade 1 winner Hooked on a Feeling. Damn, also the Grade 1 winner Pussycat Doll. It's a running family. Jimmy Creed, $12,000, doing a full stanza nursery, stands over at Spendthrift Farm. Call a farm at 859-294-0030 and go see Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker. Well, one of them will be over there today for the Stallion Show. They open at noon until, I believe, 3 o'clock. Noon until 3 today through the 16th. Open house over there where you can take a look at these nice stud horses over at Spendthrift Farm. Always ask them about breeding incentives while you're there. And see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. More announcements, Jackie? You got more?
Yeah.
We got about, I think we got about 4 minutes.
Okay. There's not much going on at the horse park. There's, they call them games, mounted games. You can call the horse park and get information about that. Not much happening right now. Mm. There's a bridal show coming up.
A bridal?
Yes, a bridal show. You know, if you want
showing bridles, different kind of
bridles. No, not horse bridles. Bits and, yeah, tack. Tack. Tonight, of course, is the Thoroughbred Charities of America event. Michael talked about that. January 24th, no, 23rd, 4th Annual UK Equine Showcase with the top 15 UK equine researchers, and the 24th, 6th Annual Breeders Short Course. That's at the Double Tree by Hilton on Richmond Road. If you want more information about that, equine@uky.edu.
I got an announcement, Jackie.
What?
The Thoroughbred Center here, training center here, they are pretty soon now going into the fencing business. They have purchased an outlet. And so we'll serve as an outlet. They've purchased a place where they're going to have posts and planks for sale. And you just need to call the Thoroughbred Center and ask for Jim Pendergast about that. And when the time comes, what's the Thoroughbred Center number, Jackie? Do you remember it?
293.
Okay, we're coming up blank.
293-1853.
293-1853, but they're not quite ready yet, but they're going to be soon. They purchased an outfit that's down in Jessamine County, and they're getting planks and so forth, the treated planks and good boards and so forth, and they'll be able to take care of you. Of course, they do a lot of fencing and stuff here anyway.
Yeah, they did ours.
Yeah, they did. They repaired our fences and did some fence. Well, they put up new fences for us.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
Absolutely did a great job.
And they'll paint them and doing everything, you know. But anyway, they won't be able to have their own supplies, you know. It's, you know, it'll be real convenient for people around here.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. So stay tuned, and as soon as they're ready, we'll let you know about the fencing products that they're going to have for sale here.
Okay. Farm managers this month, you have to pay your dues.
Oh,
yeah. So we'll have to get Matt Howard. I guess we can pay him when we go to the farm manager's meeting.
Well, I could send him a check.
Send him a check, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, 1,610 horses for sale at Keeneland. Horse park is open Sunday. Let's see, they're closed Monday and Tuesday through the winter. They're open Wednesday through Sunday for the winter. Facic Tipton's Kentucky Winter Mix Sales, February 9th. If you want to use the indoor arena at Masterson, call Georgia Ackerman, 253-0328, if you want to ride inside because it is so cold. How can you ride outside?
Okay. All right, listen, we're on at the regular time this week. Next week, I mean, yeah, we'll have to, obviously, we're on this week, but next week, but week after next, we'll be on from 9 till 11, because Mary Jane downtown takes her a little while to get straightened out after Friday night escapades.
I want to follow her some night and check out these escapades. That'd be all funny. Right.
Mary Jane, thank you down at the radio station running the show down there. And Ressie, thank you here. Thank you for listening. And I want to thank Eric Johnson for stopping by. Yeah. It was fun talking to him.
Fun talking to him. What a great laugh he's got. I just can't get over that.
Yeah. Anybody stupid enough to last drive drove? Sure, I don't know, though. Talk to you next
website,
week.
Website. RSOLSHorsetails.com. The show will be up this afternoon after the cats whip up on TCU.
TCU?
Isn't it?
No, it's Texas A&M.
Oh, Texas A&M. Well, there's letters, you know. Yeah.
Okay, what the hell, both Texas. All right, talk to you next week.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLXG, Lexington.